Arab countries have taken a strong stance against US President Donald Trump's plan to relocate people of Gaza. In response, they approved an Egyptian-led initiative for reconstruction of Gaza during an emergency meeting in Cairo. The plan, estimated to cost $53 billion, aims to restore Gaza over 5 years and prevent the forced displacement of its residents. The approved reconstruction plan consists of three phases. 1. Clearing rubble. A committee of Palestinian experts under the Palestinian Authority will remove debris from key roads in Gaza. 2. Temporary housing. The construction of 200,000 temporary housing units will provide shelter for 1.2 million people, while 60,000 damaged buildings will be repaired. 3. Full reconstruction. Permanent homes, Gaza's ports, and its international airport will be rebuilt. Infrastructure, including water, sewage, and electricity systems, will also be restored. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammad Mustafa stated that an independent body under international supervision would manage the reconstruction process. He emphasized that funds would be held in an international account, possibly by the World Bank, to ensure transparency. He also announced plans to hold international conferences to gather financial support. Although the Arab League has formally adopted the Egyptian plan, questions remain about its financing. The US and Israel are unlikely to contribute, and international organizations may only offer limited assistance. This means Arab nations must take full responsibility for both funding and executing the plan. Analysts note that $53 billion over 5 years is manageable for wealthy Persian Gulf monarchies. However, the plan's success depends on more than just financial commitments. Arab countries must also take diplomatic steps to pressure Israel to lift its blockade on Gaza, which could otherwise delay reconstruction efforts. There is also concern that Trump's administration intended to use Arab financial resources for reconstruction while claiming credit for the success. By leading the process independently, Arab nations can prevent Western control over Gaza's future and ensure that Palestinians remain in their homeland. One of the main disagreements between Arab nations and the US-Israel alliance is the role of Hamas in Gaza's future. While Washington and Tel Aviv insist on Hamas' complete removal from political and security structures, Arab countries have indirectly included Hamas in their initiative. This has led to strong criticism from the US and Israel. The US National Security spokesperson stated that Trump has clearly emphasized that Hamas cannot continue to rule Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel condemned the Arab League's statement for failing to recognize the new realities after October 7th and not directly condemning Hamas. However, past conflicts with Israel have shown that Hamas is deeply rooted in Palestinian society. The group has strong public support, particularly among the fighters of the Yazidi Ghassan Brigades. This makes the complete elimination of Hamas from Gaza's security and political framework unrealistic. To counter Israeli and US justifications for continued occupation, the Arab League has proposed the deployment of international peacekeeping forces in Gaza and the West Bank. However, Hamas strongly opposes any foreign military presence, fearing it could lead to external control over the region. Hamas welcomed the Arab reconstruction plan, but insisted that any security presence should be temporary and led by Arab forces rather than international troops. This approach could prevent Washington and Tel Aviv from using security concerns as a reason for prolonged interference. The Arab League's approval of the Egyptian reconstruction plan reflects a united effort to defend Palestinian rights and prevent forced migration. By taking charge of Gaza's rebuilding, Arab nations aim to counter foreign plans that could alter the region's demographic and political landscape. However, the success of the plan depends on financial commitment, diplomatic action, and overcoming U.S.-Israeli opposition.